Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, you folks, I got to tell you real quickly about my friends over at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, so cool. I know these people personally. I'll probably be seeing them tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact. But ZLA Solutions is great at putting people back to work. I mean, if you're looking for a job, just go to ZLAUSA.com. And check it out. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. If you are an employer looking to fill out the workforce ranks at your own company, just go to ZLAUSA.com. They can take care of all of it, all of the recruiting, all of the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can do all of that and get you squared away with a workforce to fill out your ranks. I'm just telling you, they're good at what they do, and they like to. They're so good at it, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. It's ZLAUSA.com for ZLA Solutions. So listen, I'm gonna sort of prelude our phone call with Attorney General Marshall by giving you some updates on things that have just happened in the last, well, some of it happened today. So listen, story off of Reuters. I'm looking at it right now. Came out today. Just this morning, the U.S. Labor Department submitted to the White House. I take it back. This is yesterday afternoon. They submitted it yesterday afternoon. The story came out this morning. So the U.S. Labor Department submitted to the White House the initial text, it says, of President Joe Biden's plan to require private sector workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or to get tested regularly. In other words, vaccine mandates. Quit couching your words, Reuters. But the reality is OSHA is the part of the DOL, the Department of Labor, that's been tasked with enforcement. And so they drafted up the rule that they're going to use and submitted it to the White House for approval. And if you remember, by the way, the vaccine mandates, if they're allowed to go into effect, would apply to businesses with 100 or more employees, and it'll be implemented using basically a federal rulemaking mechanism. It's regulatory. It's not going to be law. It's regulatory. Known as an emergency temporary standard. This could affect like over 80 million workers nationwide. And along with the order that I'm talking about there, they also had a vaccine mandate for federal workers and federal contractors. That covers roughly 100 million people. So like two-thirds of the U.S. workforce. Well, this is unheard of. And, of course, it's been pushed back on by Republican governors and Republican attorney generals. And rightfully so, because they are so encroaching upon any number of liberties. They're also encroaching upon... And this is going to have to be, they're going to be careful with this. Actual property rights. You have what's known as a property right vested in things like your retirement. If you're someone who has reached what, like in the military, they have sanctuary. If you reach 18 years, they cannot get rid of you because you're within 2 years of fully vesting in your retirement. So what happens if someone's in sanctuary, but they don't want to get the shot? Are they going to lose their retirement? Are they going to be dishonorably discharged? Or are they going to be considered in sanctuary and they'll be allowed to move on through to the 20-year mark and retire with benefits, which they should be allowed to, by the way. What about things like, you know, perhaps you've gone through any number of special training courses, college education, incurred all kinds of student debt to be specially and singularly qualified to do a certain job in the private sector, only to find out that you have to get a mandated shot now, which has nothing to do with your qualifications or your abilities, and all of a sudden you can't keep your job, the one that you had planned on for the rest of your career. Well, our own attorney general has come out, and he has said, along with other attorney generals, that there's things that have to be done. And he has also said, by the way, in response to President Biden telling Republican governors and AGs just to have at it, he doesn't care, have at it. That was what he said back in September. Well, Attorney General Steve Marshall came out just in the last 24 hours and announced that with regards to the vaccine mandates, he's prepared to file suit as soon as that OSHA regulation is announced. And we'll probably talk to him about that here in just a few minutes. And he's also, by the way, asking for our state legislature to step up and do some things that are necessary. You heard me on this show calling on our state legislature multiple times. Listen, men and women of the House and Senate, you have got to get in the game. And don't try and tell me you are, because you are not. No one is hearing your voice right now. You are a silent, silent group of elected officials when it comes to dealing with COVID. And so the AG is saying, listen, we need two things done. On that vaccine passport bill that we got passed thanks to Senator Arthur Orr this past spring. It was a good one, but it needs some enforcement provisions. It needs a private right of action. He's also, by the way, asking them to pass a law that says that private employers trying to mandate vaccines, they should be required to provide exceptions for religious and medical reasons, including natural immunity. Love that. Attorney General Steve Marshall is going to be on the line with us to talk about this and more and how attorney generals can fight back around the nation. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.